Take your Bibles and turn to Revelation chapter 2, and also hold your finger in 1 Corinthians 19.
请打开圣经启示录第二章，同时也请把你的手放在哥林书后书。
Now, I guess that I was too hard to translate for Pastor King, and now I have a teammate from the English ministry translating, so we're glad you're here, Gloria.
我想我的翻译可能有点难, 所以,
We are in a journey in 2014 through what we would call Turkey today.
我们现在来到了2014年, 马上要进入了, 感恩节的时候。
And we are reading the mail that Jesus sent to seven churches.
我们读到主耶稣送了七封信给七个教会。
These churches actually existed.
这些教会事实上是存在的。
And if you look in your Bible, they would say churches in Asia Minor, or we could say churches in Turkey.
如果你看这个在圣经中，他讲到了教会是存留在是曾经在小亚细亚，就是现在土耳其一带。
We have seen in the past that the letters are addressed to the angel of the church. That word from the Greek can also be translated the messenger or the pastor.
这个信通常是说给使者，各个教会的使者，可是在希腊文你也可以说是各个教会的传道人。
And in each letter, there are basically breaks down into three parts.
每一封信分成三段。
It's sort of like if you can remember when you went to your teacher and your parents were there and she reviewed your work and the teacher would say, this is what you're doing well, this is where you're not doing well, this is where you need to improve.
就像你的家长到你老师那边去看看你在学校中的学习，分三段，这个是你做得好的，这是你做得不好的，这个是你该进步的地方。
Now, there are little clues in each one of these letters that let us understand that the letters were written to actual cities and actual churches in real places.
每一封信都可以提醒我们，实实在在，我们能够都能找到它真正的所在地，每个教会的所在地，每个地方发生的事情。
In verse 18, if you look at verse 18 of Revelation chapter 2,
如果你看启示录的第二章的18节,
Jesus says to the messenger or the minister or the pastor or the angel of the church in Thyatira, write, these are the words of the Son of God.
所以在这边主耶稣说，你要写信给推雅推拉教会的使者。
Now we would read that and say, yes, we understand Jesus is the Son of God.
我们知道主耶稣他是, 神的儿子。
But in the first century, in this city called Thyatira, there were temples to Apollos. Apollos was called the Son of God.
其实在当时在推雅推拉，他们所敬拜的，在那个庙宇里头是敬拜的是亚波拉的神，亚波拉他们也是说那个也是神的儿子。
And there were army units that were there, and they worshipped Apollos, the Son of God. And so Jesus uses his term, one of the terms of deity, to introduce himself to this church in Thyatira, I am the Son of God.
那边因为有这么一批人在敬拜亚波拉神，所以神，我们的耶稣，他用同样的字，我才是那真正的神的儿子，来写这封信。Then
there's something else in verse 27.
在27节,
He says to him that overcomes, I will give him authority over the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will dash them to pieces like pottery.
他写给那些得胜的，他说他必用铁杖管辖他们，如将他们打碎，如同窑户的瓦器打得粉碎。
Everyone in Thyatira would know what that means.
每一个在生活在推亚推亚的人都明白那是什么意思。
Because one of the businesses of Thyatira was the making of clay pots and the putting those pots in the hot fire, glazing those pots, and selling those pots.
因为在推亚推拉中间有一个行业就是烧陶器，如果就是陶器放在大烈火中烧来完成它们。
And if a pot was not 100% perfect, there would be somebody in the store that would come by with an iron rod and would smash the pots.
如果陶器炼得不好，炼得不完美，就有一个人会拿着铁杖把那些陶器打碎。
Jesus is giving a promise to those of us who overcome that we will rule with him and we will have that iron rod that we will smash everything that is imperfect.
主耶稣对那些得胜的有个应许，我们会与他一起同拿那个铁杖，把那些不完美的一一的打碎。
So every member of this church in Thyatira would say, oh,Jesus is the Son of God, not Apollos, and that iron rod has been given not to the boys to smash the imperfect pots, but been given to us to co-reign with Jesus Christ.
所以在推亚推亚的教会的弟兄姐妹明白，主耶稣才是那真正神的儿子，他们得胜的会，主耶稣会给他们那个铁杖，不是来敲碎那些瓦器，而是敲碎那些不与他同在一起的人。
Now I want to say three things about this town.
我要讲三件事关于这个城镇。
It was not an important town.
这其实不是一个很重要的城镇。
And I hope none of you are offended by what I say, but compared to New York, Teaneck is not an important town.
我想你不要很介意，我若说与纽约比起来，我们 Teaneck 好像也不是一个很重要的城。
Compared to New York, Ridgewood is not an important town.
与纽约比起来 ，Ridgewood 也是不是一个很重要的城。
The most important town was about 45 miles away, called Pergamum.
其实重要的城是45英里以外的别加摩。
The entire function of this town was to protect Pergamum. The entire function of these little cities here in the suburbs, we could say, was to protect anybody who was going to attack the major metropolitan areas.
推亚推拉的用意就是它是要保护别加摩，所以在这些别城的地方其实是要保护那些重要的城，不要让敌人攻进去。
Sometimes some of us come from places that are not that important, yet Jesus loves us and he plants his church there.
有的时候我们常常是 来自那种不重要的城镇，可是主爱我们，他也是要让我们来有一个作为。
There's something else we need to know about this town, and that is it had three main industries, pottery, silversmith, and the color purple.
这个城镇有三个主要的公司工作，一个就是做陶瓷，一个就是他的那个劳工，还有一个就是染紫布衣的。
There were a lot of craftsmen in the town that were involved in making clay pots, in working to bring the color purple, that dye, to bring that color there, and then also to weave and to make leather and silver articles.
所以在这里头的居民大部分都是与这三种行业有关系的，要不然就是染衣服的，要不然就是做陶土的，要不然就是那些劳工，就是做铁的，做铜的这些。
So if you were working with the pottery, if you were working with the color purple or the dye purple, you would belong to a trade union or a guild.
所以你不管是在哪个行业，你都要属于一个工会，是与你的行业有关的工会。
And these guilds would meet on a regular basis, and they organized your entire life.
这些工会，他们有固定的聚会，然后他们在你的生活上有带着有重大的影响。
And these guilds were involved with the worship of the god Apollo, Apollos, and worshiping the god, and worshiping through food that was sacrificed to him and sexual activities.
所以这些他们的活动有包括了敬拜这些阿波罗神，也敬拜有奸淫的行为，有吃偶像拜吃偶像的那个行为，所以这时候都是那个他们的活动之一。
And as a Christian, if you decided not to worship Apollos, if you decided not to be involved in the sexual activities of the trade union, you lost your position in the union, and therefore you lost your livelihood.
如果你是个基督徒，你不要与这些活动参与，说你就不能参加那个工会，那你的生活，你的一切的活动都会被拒绝掉。
We've seen in some of the letters that some of the Christians lost their lives, and here in Thyatira, they could lose their jobs because of following Jesus.
我们看其他的书信，有的基督徒失去了他们的性命，在这里推亚推拉，基督徒他其实失去了他谋生的能力。
And one last thing I'd like to say about this letter.
还有一件事关于这封信。
Of the seven letters, this is the longest.
七封信里头，这封信是最长的一封。
But it is the shortest where Jesus says, you're doing a good job, and the longest where he says, you're not doing a good job.
在这封信里头，主耶稣的称赞是最短的，责备是最长的。
Isn't it true? So oftentimes as teachers or parents or pastors, that the person that causes us the most trouble takes the most time,
是不是我们做父母、做老师的，那个最顽皮捣蛋的学生，花我们的最多的时间
？Jesus only had a short sentence to say you're doing well, but he had a whole lot to say to them you're not doing a very good job.
主耶稣对这个教会只有一两句话说他们好，有很长的一段话说他们的不好。
You ask your pastor when he goes to bed, when he goes to prayer, to pray. You're praying mostly for the people that are troubling or not growing or rebelling. And sometimes we forget to praise the Lord for all the good things because we're so focused on these people that are causing us so much trouble.
如果你问教会的牧者，他们在往往他们到了晚上的祷告都是为那些有问题的心，那个发生的就是不太好的弟兄姐妹祷告，而往往忘记了那些行得好的忠心的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Look at verse 19. Now look at verse 19.
十九节。
I know your deeds. I know your love. I know your faith and faithfulness. Same word. I know your service. I know your perseverance.Listen to this one. This is good. And that you are now doing more than you did at first.
十九节，我知道你的行为，我知道你的爱心，我也知道你的信心、勤劳和忍耐。最好的这一句，又知道你末后所行的善事，比起初所行的更多。
Jesus looks.
主耶稣看。
And sees our work.
看到我们的行为
He judges our deeds.
看我们所行出来的
He records our attendance.
他记起我们所做的
He sees our checks.
他看我们的支票
He watches what we watch on TV.
他看我们看的电视节目
He sees how we spend our leisure time.
他看我们在休闲的时候做什么
And Jesus says, I know this, and then I know your love. I know that you do love people. You love people in the church, and you love people outside of the church.
主耶稣说我看到你所做的我也看到你的爱你在教会是如何的爱弟兄姐妹我知道你所做的一切事
And the word here is agape love. This is, in the Greek text, it always means a love of the will. This is not loving people that will love you back. This is loving somebody that will never love you back. This is the love of Jesus Christ who loved us while we were dead in sin.
这边讲的爱这个字其实是就讲主从像主耶稣那样的爱是爱是那个不我们爱那种我们爱不来的我们还是爱因为主耶稣爱我们
So I know your faith
我也知道你的信
Now I came to faith when I was 7 years old
我相信主耶稣 我七岁的时候信主
But that's not exactly what Jesus is talking about.
可是这不是主耶稣想要说的。
Not the day that we trusted Jesus Christ, but what he's talking about is the same word is, I know your faithfulness. I know how you've grown year after year, month after month. Jesus is interested in our continuing in the faith.
主耶稣其实他知道我们信他可是他所重视的是我们信了他以后所行出来的所以主耶稣其实是在看我们的忠心不忠心
There's a misapplication in some churches today of theology and this misapplication is that oh I received Jesus I know I'm saved I have eternal life andThese people don't read the Bible. The people don't attend church. The people are not involved in witnessing. They're not involved in serving because they think that all that is important is their faith. And this word means, I know your faithfulness, your continued growth in Christ.
有些教会所教导的就是说，你信，你信了。你相信主是你的救主，可是很多这些人在相信主为接受主为救主以后，并不读圣经，并不行出来。所以呢，主在这边很强调的是说，我知道你的信，可是我要看你，你忠不忠心，你有没有行出我所交付你的事。
Jesus says this.
主耶稣这么说。
I know your service. This is the word for being a deacon.
我知道你的勤劳，我知道你的忠心。这是指说在教会中的像长职们一样。
Serving in the church，
在教会中的服事。
Jesus said, I know the greeters. I know you. I know those of you in the kitchen today. I don't know those of you that help clean the church. I know those of you that help with the bulletin. I know those of you that visit the sick. I know your service.
主耶稣说：“我知道，我知道你，我知道你在厨房的服侍，我知道你在打扫的服侍，我知道你探望病痛的服侍，我也知道你在教会做欢迎的服侍，我知道你每一样的服侍。”
I know Jonathan played the piano, that Mike led the music. I know this. Our tendency is to make one or two people more important than others, and you cannot have a church with just one or two people. Jesus says, I know every person that's serving, the people that translate, the people that play, the people that sing. I know the service of the church.
主耶稣说我看到我看到无论是施情的无论是领会的无论是翻译的无论是其他服事的我看到你每一样的服事
He said I know your perseverance He said I know that you bear well under pressure
我也看到你的忍坚忍我也看到你在压力下如何的忍耐
And then he says this, you're growing. You've done better lately than you did before. In other words, there's a steady progression of growth. I got to tell you something. I wish the letter stopped right here because it'd be a great, great letter.
主耶稣说，我也看到你有成长，你起初的，你现在的比起初的更好。我真的很盼望这封信就停在这里。那真是一个很好的一封书信。
But,
但是。
Nevertheless,
然而,
I have something against you.
我有一件事要责备你。
You tolerate, you conform to this woman Jezebel, verse 20.
你容让那自称先知妇人耶洗别。
Who calls herself a prophetess. Nobody else called her a prophetess, but she called herself a prophetess.
她自称她自己是先知，没有人这么叫她，她自称的。
By her teaching, she's in the church teaching.
她在教会里教导人。
She misleads my servants to sexual immorality and the eating of foods sacrificed to idols.
她引诱我在教会的弟兄姐妹行淫奸淫吃祭偶像之物。
Everybody on Facebook is watching the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. This is where you pour water over your head and then you give money to the, what is it, the, for Lou Gehrig's disease, right? The ALS Challenge. And to watch, oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
很多人在书脸上看到有这个一个活动，就是那个年轻人把那个一桶冷水浇在自己身上，然后这样募款，是为了那个，渐冻，
渐冻，哦，I didn't tell I was going to use this one.
Lou Gehrig disease，
好、
啊，血癌。哦、是为了要募款，为了血癌的那些人要募款。
Sorry. And if you watch the expressions, I mean George Bush has done it, everybody's done it, and they put it, they're just ice bucket just pours. I think like this, they're just shocked. William has done it here. I think Michael, you've done it. Everyone's just shocked. Well.This verse, nevertheless, I have something against you, is sort of like this ice bucket. All of a sudden you're saying, wait a minute, these people are doing so well. You have Jezebel in your midst. It's almost it's the worst thing you could ever say to a church.
这个活动呢，连布希总统都做了，就拿一个很冰很冰的水往身上一倒。我们中间威廉也做了，所以这个倒下去的时候，你就看到他们的表情是愣在那边，然后很一阵抖颤抖。所以这封信在这个地方突然就讲到耶洗别，你容忍他在教会里教导做女先知，这个就好像那一桶冰水浇在他们身上，他们一阵颤抖，不晓得该如何。
There's a couple things wrong with this.
所以有很多事情在这个教会发生了。
She's a self-appointed prophetess and she's teaching men. This is exactly contrary to what Paul says the role of women in the church.
在这边她自称是先知，她教导弟兄，所以这个跟保罗所教导的有点冲突。
Secondly, she's teaching people contrary to what the book of Acts says, the church council in Jerusalem said in Acts chapter 15 about Gentile believers, tell them not to eat food sacrificed to idols and to abstain from sexual immorality.
第二个，他也是跟《使徒行传》第15章 所教导的有冲突，特别是对外邦人说不可以吃祭偶像、拜过偶像的食物，而远离行淫。
And she in her Sunday school classes，
在她主日的教导
，is teaching exactly contrary to the authority of the church and to Scripture。
她完全跟圣经的教导。走反方向的路。
And what she is doing to the people there, saying to them, it is all right for you to go to the trade union, it's all right for you to go to the sacrifice of idols on a Friday night, it's all right for you to hang out, because you're saved in your spirit, it doesn't matter what happens to your body.
所以她对弟兄姐妹说你如果去工会去参加这些活动是可以的，你礼拜五晚上去跟他们有奸淫的行为是可以的，因为你灵里是得救的，你身体所做的是没有关系的。
Now, come on, let's face it. If you had a teacher that told you you did not have to abstain from the world, that you could be involved in those kinds of partying,You'd say, "Hey, that sounds pretty good to me."
所以就像有个老师跟你说，如果你不能跟这个世界隔离的话，那你就参加他们的活动，其实是可以的，听起来好像还不错。
I see three things good about what she's saying.
我看到三件事她说的是好的。
I keep my job.
我能够保守我的工作。
I hang out with my friends.
我可以跟我的朋友在一起。
I can have sexual intercourse, and it's okay by this teacher.
我也可以跟任何的人有奸淫，这个老师是说可以。
Yeah, I can have good food on Friday night.
我也有好的食物，礼拜五晚上有好的食物。
Sounds good to me.
不错吧？
Now, this woman, if she is a Jezebel, and she is,
这个女人她叫耶洗别，而她就是。
She is a strong personality.
她真的一个很强悍的一个女人。
And in the church, whenever there's this kind of strong personality, there are always the Ahabs who enable her. Jezebel wouldn't have been as strong and an evil as she was in 1 Kings chapter 19 if it hadn't been for her husband who gave in to her.
在一个教会有当有一个强硬的人的时候，一定都会有一个软弱的亚哈来支持他。所以在列王记上十九章就是讲到亚哈王如何的容忍耶洗别。
And the person that is in a church with a Jezebel spirit exists within the church because no one is willing to confront them in the name of Jesus Christ.
如果在教会里有这耶洗别这样的灵在里头的时候，就表示在教会里没有人愿意站起来与他面对面挑战他，因为是借着主耶稣的名来挑战他。
We tolerate their teaching, we tolerate their personhood, we tolerate their threats, and we don't stand up against them.
我们容忍他一切的作为，容忍他的做法，容忍他的教导，而我们不敢与他相作对。
And this Jezebel spirit, when it exists within a church, or when you face it on the job, or when you face it with a friend, is a very strong, intimidating spirit.
当这个灵这样像耶洗别这样的灵在我们中间运行的时候，在我们工作上的时候，在我们朋友中间发生的时候，我们就发现真的是很强，而且我们会对他们会很有点很害怕，或者是不敢面对。
It scared the pastor of Thyatira.
对推亚推拉教会的牧者，实在是让他们真的很害怕。
And instead of confronting the teaching, he tolerated the teaching.
与其他面对他面对相争抗，而他反而是容忍他这样子的教导。
Instead of confronting the person, he tolerated the person.
与其与他对争，而他接受他容忍他。
Take your Bibles and let's see this woman Jezebel in 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 19.
我们来看。列王记上十九章。
Now Jezebel is a queen. She comes from another country, another culture, another religion. Ahab saw her. She was beautiful, and he wanted to marry her, and he married her.
耶洗别是外邦女子，她敬拜别神，她从另外一个文化来的。亚哈王看到她漂亮。所以娶了她。
She was a wicked queen, and her wickedness was passed on to her children. Her daughter killed all the descendants, tried to kill all the descendants. Wicked Queen Athaliah.
耶洗别是一个邪恶的皇后，她的邪恶也影响到她的儿女，她的女儿也杀了许多的人。
She was married to a powerful man.
耶洗别嫁给亚哈是一个很有权力的人。
But her spirit of manipulation, her spirit of control, took this powerful king Ahab, and she wrapped him around her little finger.
耶洗别喜欢左右人，也喜欢控制人，所以他带着这样的能力，他把亚哈。捆绑在一个罪恶的锁链中。
wrapping around little finger.
Something like that.
I have to watch out for all my American expressions. I'm sorry. Ahab conquered more land than any other king in Israel or Judah, with the exception of Solomon. He conquered more land during his reign as king than David. The only king that was more powerful than Ahab was Solomon. He was the second most powerful king in Israel.
亚哈王在犹太人的历史中实际上是第二个有能力的王，他所征服的地土只比所罗门王低一点，他比大卫王都征服的地土还多。
But he saw a vineyard over there, and he said, "I want the vineyard." And the owner of the vineyard said, "No." Ahab came home. Sometimes, like most men will do, don't get what we want. He went home, put his face to the wall, stuck out his thumb, and he said, "What's the matter?" He said, "I want that vineyard." And Jezebel said, "I'll get it for you. I'll get it for you."
所以有一件事就是亚哈王看了一个葡萄园，他看到他要，可是那个园主说不给你，所以他回家就告诉了耶洗别说我要那个拿不到。耶洗别就说我替你拿到。
She arranged to have the owner of the vineyard killed, and the vineyard came to this great general, and she manipulated events so that he could get what he wanted.
所以耶洗别就把那个园主杀了，让这个整个葡萄园归为亚哈王所有。
So she intimidated her husband, and she also intimidated the great prophet Elijah.
他能够挑战亚哈王，他也能够挑战以利沙。
Elijah had led a great revival.
以利沙有起了一个很大的一个复兴。
And he had killed the prophets of Baal.
他杀了许许多多巴利的先知。
Single-handedly, he had killed over 800 men.
一个人杀了800，超过800个人。
Called down fire upon the sacrifice of God.
他从天，求神降下火来。
Most powerful man in the world at that time.
在那个时候，真的是大有能力的一个人。
Caused the rain to come.
他叫天下雨就下雨。
And Jezebel said, "I'm going to get you tomorrow. You will be as dead as those prophets." And this powerful, manipulative, controlling person caused him to run.
可是耶洗别对以利沙说，明天这个时候我要你死，就像你杀死的那些先知一样，这样的一个皇后能够让。
Why does the Jezebel spirit exist in a church? Because of the intimidating threats of a person like Jezebel.
为什么耶洗别的灵在教会是这样的强？因为他能够影响人，能够左右人。
Elijah, verse 3, was afraid.
以利沙害怕。
The second thing that a person like Jezebel and or this Jezebel spirit in your job, or in your family, or in your neighborhood, or in your school, or in your church. The second thing that this kind of person can produce is a desire to be isolated. Not to be alone with God, but to be away from everything. And he came and he ran for his life, and he came to Beersheba, left his servant there, and he went a day's journey into the desert to be alone, isolated.
对不起，刚刚应该讲的是以利亚，所以以利亚害怕，以利亚要一个人逃走，所以他到了别示巴，他把仆人留在那边，而自己跑到一个罗藤树下休息。
So what's happening with Elijah? He's not getting alone to be with God. He's getting alone to be with me.
所以以利亚到底他到底犯了什么错？他没有办法跟神联合，他就只好自己想办法。
And that's a sure sign that this Jezebel spirit is impacting you when you're afraid to confront, when you want to be alone, away from people, away from your trusted servant, and even away from God.
所以当 也许别的灵在我们身上的时候，我们就会远离神，我们要远离我们弟兄姐妹，我们要一个人一个人在一起，一个人想办法。
The third thing that happens when you tolerate this spirit, and you can think of this pastor in Thyatira.
第三样，当我们再回想到推亚推拉教会的使者。
The fear that he had, you can think about the desire not to be with people, and now Elijah says, "I wish I were dead."
所以在从推亚推拉来想，回想以利亚他。这个时候他就想说我宁愿死了。
Thoughts of suicide.
有点像自杀的意味。
Then he's exhausted.
很累了。
No energy.
没有体力。
You feel for that pastor in Thyatira, don't you? No energy.
你有没有对那个推亚推亚的使者有同样的感受？
He comes to the broom tree and he falls asleep.
他来到罗藤树下面，他睡觉。
He wakes up, they give him a little cake, and he falls asleep again.
他醒来的时候，他吃了一点饼，他再睡。
The presence of this spirit can cause you to move into some sort of a depression where all you want to do is escape and be alone and sleep. And maybe when you wake up, it'll go away.
这样的灵下在这样的属灵的光景下，你就是很累，你想睡觉。当你醒来的时候，你希望眼前一切都消失了，回到以前的光景。
During my times as a pastor, I've felt a spirit of Jezebel hinder the freedom from the word.
我也有这样的经验，我也感受到像类似也许别的灵这样子的拦阻我，让我不能够自由的服侍他。
Powerful people who would send out non-verbal signals.
那些有影响力的人会发出一些不是从嘴巴里讲出来的影响的势力来影响别人。
And you would be afraid to confront them. You would be intimidated. You would be very careful about what you said. And this is tolerating the spirit of Jezebel, tolerating this person who is trying to intimidate you from confronting them about their teaching.Confronting them about their lifestyle, confronting them about their attitude.
所以就像也许别这样子，你就害怕与他们抗争，所以你就容忍他们所做的一切，他们所说的一切话，而你就让这样子的生活这样继续下去。
There is a preacher down in Texas that has a sermon. His name is Robert Morris, Gateway Church, called The Spirit of Jezebel.You might want to listen to it. It's a very excellent sermon.
在德州有一个教会是 Gateway 教会的一个牧者叫 Robert Morris， 他讲到也许别的灵。
And so we are dealing with this kind of a powerful, not necessarily a woman, not necessarily in the church. We are dealing with these oppressing spirits that can cause us.To want to be alone, that can cause us not to want to live, that cause us to be sleepy, to cause us to be afraid.
我们这样的灵，就是这个像也许别的灵，可能不是个女人，可能不是一个什么，可是就是这个压迫我们的灵，让我们害怕，让我们就是想要休息，让我们想要不要跟任何人来往，让我们疲惫。
We ought not to be.Surprise, because this is the Church of Jesus Christ, and we should expect the onslaught of the spirit world. But we need to uphold those pastors, uphold those leaders, whose job it is to protect us and to confront those leaders, to confront those spirits. Excuse me.
所以有的时候在教会我们看到牧者 有被这些灵所影响的时候，我们真的是要扶持他们，让他们，因为他们是在保护我们的，所以我们要扶持这些，我们要与这些牧者在一起，要让他们不要感受到这些灵，这些邪恶的灵对他们的压迫。
Let's look at verse 21 of Revelation chapter 2. Verse 21,
我们来看 启示录的二十一节，第二章的二十一节。
Jesus said, "I gave her time to repent."
主耶稣说，我给她悔改的机会。
But she's unwilling.
可是她不愿意。
Now I want to say something to you.
我想跟你们说一些话。
There are some of you that are in sin, and you know you're in sin.
在我们当中，你知道你在犯罪之中，你知道你是。
It may be sexual sin. It may be sin with money. It may be a sin that only you know. But you know that you are in sin.
可能是与奸淫有关，可能是与钱财有关。可是你自己知道你在那个罪恶中。
And you have said to yourself, "Well, God didn't judge me. I started doing this last week."He hasn't judged me. I've been doing this for 6 months. He hasn't judged me. I will tell you something, that judgment is coming. Jesus said, "I've given you time to repent." Sometimes we think that, I'll stop there and then let you translate.
或许你说，哎，我就是两个礼拜前所犯的罪，或者是六个月以前所犯的罪。可是神没有惩罚我，神还没有审判我。所以我还没有被审判，我还没有得到那个我该得的惩罚。
Judgment is coming, and because it hasn't happened immediately doesn't mean it's not coming. That time frame between your sin, God's judgment, and the effectiveness of God's judgment means that you have time to repent, to stop the judgment of God.So if you're in sin right now, and you know you're in sin, and you know what sin it is, you say, "Well, God hasn't judged me, it must be okay." No. Judgment is coming.
审判，你如果认为审判还没有来到，我大概还可以吧。审判还没有来到，并不表示审判不会来到。审判还没有来到，是因为神给了你的时间，给你有时间，有机会，让你能够悔改。所以审判会来，你要悔改。如果你还在罪恶中，你一定要趁着机会要悔改。
This is a personal testimony.
这是我个人的见证。
After I left the pastorate,
当我离开牧者的工作
，I was in the business world.
我在商业界。
I had a big job, big car, big credit card, a big position.
我的工作，很高的职位，很好的薪水。我开了很大的车子，住了很大的房子。
And I was angry at God.
可是我对神生气。
And I sinned against God.
而我犯罪。
I sinned against my wife.
我对不起我的太太。
I sinned against my family.
我对不起我的家人。
I sinned against myself.
我也对不起我自己。
And I remember thinking, once I had started this process, well, it must be okay because God hasn't judged me.
当我开始我犯罪的时候，我想，因为我想我大概还好吧，因为我没有得从那里从神那里得到他的审判。
And the slowness of God's judgment was not His permission.It was his waiting for me to repent.
神的审判迟来，并不表示他不审判，而是他是给我机会，让我能够悔改。
And God spanked me.
主打了我。
I lost the job.
我失去了工作。
I lost my wife.
我失去了我的妻子。
And I lost.A whole lot of economic status.
我在经济上，我失去了很多我该有的地位。
God finally came to judge me, but it was about a year after I had started this sinning process.
在我犯罪的一年以后，神来管教我。
And I'm thankful to God that He's restored me.
我感谢神，神再一次的恢复我。
He's restored me to my family, my kids.
他把我的家庭，我的孩子再一次的，回归给我。
But from firsthand experience,
这是我个人的见证。
I can tell you, when Jesus said, "I gave her time to repent."
but she refused.
主耶稣说我给她机会悔改，可是她拒绝。
So Jesus says, I will cast her down on her bed of immorality. I will cause her to be sick.
所以主耶稣对耶洗别说，我会让她卧病在床。
And those who commit adultery with her, I will bring suffering upon them, intense suffering.
与她与耶洗别一同行淫的人，我也会让那些人患遭大患难。
And this is so typical that we are going to come to the Lord's table. And Paul warns us to not take of the bread or the cup if we have known sin in our heart, because if we do, we will be sick or weak, or some will even die. It's a fearful thing to come to this table without any sin that's not been confessed.
如果来到饼杯面前，如果你有罪，你没有认罪悔改的话，就可能会生病，可能会遭到更大的祸害。所以真的来到饼杯面前，我们要带一个警醒的心，带一个敬畏畏惧的心来到饼杯的面前。
And Jesus said, I'll strike her children dead.
主耶稣甚至说我要让他的儿女也死。
Then he says this.
然后他说,
Then all the churches will know that I am he that searches hearts. I will repay each of you according to your deeds.
所以要叫众教会都知道，我要查看人肺腑心肠，并要照你的行为报应个人。
Now, will you listen to me in the last phrases here in verse 24? To me, this is very, very interesting.
我们来看二十四节，这是非常有意思的一节。
Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold her teaching, and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I'm not going to pose any other burden on you. Hold on till I get here.
二十四节，至于你们推雅推拉其余的人。就是一切不从那教训，不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上，但你们已经有的，总要持守，只等到我来。
In the church at Thyatira, there were a group of people who followed the teachings of this woman.
在推雅推拉教会有一群人是追随耶洗别的教训。
She had such a strong spirit that the pastor could not or would not confront her, so they tolerated her.
因为她的灵是这样的强，所以在那边的使者没有办法与她抗争，反而容忍她的教训。
But the rest of the body, the rest of the people, were burdened by her presence. They were under pressure because she was teaching false teaching. They couldn't do anything about it. Their leaders weren't doing anything about it. But they were burdened. They were oppressed. They were controlled by her presence. And Jesus says, I'm not going to put another burden on you. You've had enough burden dealing with the presence of this spirit woman.
可是还有其他的推雅推拉的弟兄姐妹，他们不接受耶洗别的教训，他们在那样的压力下，他们这样的重担的压力下，而且他们的使者不也是这样容忍耶洗别，他们这一群不接受那些错误的教导的这些弟兄姐妹，主耶稣说，我不再加别的担子给你们，我不再加别的担子给你们。
Then he gives three promises.
他给他们三个应许。
To overcomers, I hope we're all overcomers in this room.
他给三个应许给那些得胜的，我相信，我盼望在这个在我们的教会也有得胜的。
I'm going to give you authority.
我要给你权柄。
I will give you rulership.
我要给你权柄管辖。
And I'll give you the morning star. You will have the authority to be over nations.
我要给你一个晨星，你有那个权柄在可以管辖列国。
And when Jesus comes, you will dash the imperfect.Pots, you will you will break up those things that are imperfect. When Jesus comes, you will have authority to rule with Jesus.
当主耶稣来的时候，我们是那些被破碎的、 瓦器，可是主耶稣来了以后，我们也是那个可以管辖列国的，有管辖列国的权柄。
And he says, "I will give you the morning star."
他也说，我要把晨星赐给你们。
What Jesus is saying is, whenever all the stars at night have dimmed and the sun starts to come up, there's one star that shines early in the morning off in the horizon. And Jesus said, I will give you that star. When all the important people have faded away, when all the stars of the culture have faded away, I will give you that constant star, Jesus, that bright and morning star.
主耶稣说，当夜晚当那个所有的星都沉落的时候，当早上太阳起来的时候，还有一颗最晨亮的星还在那里。我要把那颗星就像我一样，永远的、永远的在那边为你发光。你会在那边，因为那就是我。我会把我自己给你。
What is Jesus saying to the church?
主耶稣对教会说了什么？
Don't tolerate worldly teaching.
不要容忍这世界的教导。
When you do tolerate, there's pressure on the body.
当你容忍这世界的教导的时候，在这个主的身体里头就有了各样的压力。
If you do tolerate, I will judge.
如果你容忍，那我就会来审判你。
Father, we pray that you would just bless the teaching of this word, Father, for those things that I said that were difficult to understand. May your spirit make them plain. May we search the scriptures to see if these things are true.
父神，我
sorry.
父神，我感谢你，给我们这样的教导。我知道这是一段不太容易懂的经文，可是主让我们都有一个心，愿意打开圣经，继续的寻求，继续的来研读。
Father, we ask for strength for our spiritual leaders in this church.
我们求主给我们教会里的长者有他有一样有带着能力的长给赐给他们能力。
We ask for strength as we go into job situations or families where we confront this strong, strong spirit.
当我们也求你给一切所有的家庭或者是要寻找工作，在工作上如果他们有遇到像这样的邪恶的灵这样子对抗的时候，他们有能力来对抗他们。
We pray in the name of Jesus, amen.
这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。